Just a few years ago, Sangin District was notorious for crime and corruption. Sergeant Major Mohammed Hassan recalls the way things used to be.
I remember that time. Slowly, we built here and small operations and a lot of damage in the Sangin Bazaar in the area. We see too much casualty and also care.
Coalition forces endured, feverishly building relationships with key government and military leaders.
Marine forces, especially the 37 Battalion, do a lot of job here and very good job here. Them clean the all of road from the IDs, destroy the cache of the enemy, destroy main headquarters of the Taliban.
Now, the last of ISAF forces, U.S. Marines from Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment, turn over the reins to the Afghan National Army.
Now we see that success. No any Marine gone out in the bazaar. No for patrol, no for another thing. Only them were inside the base. That was the big success.
Like most soldiers, Sergeant Major Hassan has aspirations for his people.
We hope for the all Afghanistan to come peace, our children, our ladies, and our young generation spend time like the another countries, to them has peace, them has college, them has school, them has the beautiful roads, and we also hope to we has this thing too.
And although he wants more for the people of Afghanistan, he's truly appreciative for what they've already been given.
Especially the Marines. When I'm alive, I'm never forget them. And we have very, I remember them, none forgot. Yeah.
The memory of Sangin's history, sacrifices made here, and the friendships will not be soon forgotten. But hopefully, the new memories will be those of progress and lasting peace. From Sangin, Afghanistan, I'm Army Sergeant Chiquita Pena.